Our scripture reading for this morning is found in the book of Leviticus. We are reading chapter 25, verses 8 through 13 this morning. I would venture to say this is not a familiar text to many of us today as we read through Leviticus, but I pray God's word speaks to our hearts today. Leviticus chapter 25, starting in verse 8. Scripture says, "Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Sound the trumpet throughout the land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow and do not reap what grows of itself or harvest the untended vines. For it is a jubilee, and it is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the fields. In this year of Jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word this morning. Now, this passage of scripture is not a very common text for a sermon. In fact, as I was thinking about this text, really the whole book of Leviticus is not a book that preachers really like to preach sermons from very often. It's a difficult book with a lot of laws and legal statements. And in fact, when people read through the Bible, often when they get to Leviticus, they'll come to me and say, "I didn't know a lot of that stuff was actually in the Bible." It's a hard, complicated, difficult book. But beyond that, when we come to these particular verses for this morning, I have to say I've rarely heard a sermon preached on these verses. In fact, I've never heard a preacher talk about preaching from these texts this morning. So I'll admit, it is an awkward text for a sermon today. But I selected it, so obviously I think there's something here. In our passage for this morning, here's the context. Here's what's happening. Moses is on Mount Sinai having a conversation with God. Moses is receiving from God the laws and the commandments that will govern the lives of the Hebrew people. Basically, the Lord is telling Moses how God envisions that the people should live. And here, Moses receives a very clear message from God. And here's kind of the summary of it. Every 50 years, God says, I think the people should pause and do some things differently. Every 50 years, people should, for example, in the text, stop planting crops. They should leave the place where they are currently living, and they should return to their ancestral land every 50 years. But that's not all. If you continue reading through Leviticus chapter 25, you will see that the people are to do several other things. They are not to make a profit from those who are poor. They are not to charge interest on loans. They are to release anyone who is a servant or a slave, who is in bondage to another. They are to give them their freedom. Basically, God says to Moses that every 50 years, God wants the people to pause and to celebrate that year, the 50th year, as a year of jubilee, a year of celebration. Now, that word, jubilee, comes from the Hebrew word, yobel. And it literally means the ram's horn, or we might say, trumpet. So literally, this year of Jubilee, this year of celebration, is the year of the ram's horn. It is the year of the trumpet. As you read in the text, as we saw, the trumpet would sound throughout the land. It would announce to everyone that this year was to be different. This year was to be set aside. This year was not to be like the previous 49. This was a year of Jubilee. It is a year of celebration. Well, okay, that may sound interesting, but what exactly does that mean for us today? Outside of some interesting trivia, how do we apply this message to our lives today? Well, here's what's on my mind this morning. I believe this passage not only has an important message for us this morning, today, but I would say to you today, let's take it a step further. I believe this unusual passage in Leviticus may have a message for us that serves as kind of a running theme passage for us for this entire year. As you know by now, this year, 2022, marks the 150th anniversary for First Baptist Roswell. This anniversary is a wonderful, remarkable occasion for 150 years. People have gathered in this community as a church called First Baptist Roswell to serve and to minister to the needs of this community and around the world. This year, we are celebrating God's rich and abundant blessings that have been given to us and showered upon us as a church family for a century and a half. Our theme for this year has been established. It is, upon this rock, learn, live, hope. Learning from the past, living in the present, hoping for the future. This morning, when you leave church, we will invite you to receive a gift on behalf of your church family. This gift is a mug. It has the logo of the 150th anniversary celebration on it with the motto, the theme. And it'll be a reminder to you, as well as the stuff that is inside, that this year is a year of celebration. It reminds us all that for 150 years, a family of faith has gathered here to serve and to minister and to worship together. This year is to be a year of celebration. And our text reminds us today, that's what God wants. That's what God intends for us to do this year. God told Moses that every 50 years, God's people were to pause. They were to institute a change in their pace of life. They were to stop and to give thanks for God's blessings for them in the past and to envision with hope God's future for them. God said every 50th year should be a time of jubilee, a celebration. You read, the people were to count seven-year periods of time, 49 years, and the 50th year would be set aside as this jubilee, this year of celebration. That means for us as a church that 2022 marks the third occasion in the history of our church that we are able to pause and to give God thanks for a 50-year period of time. Now, I don't think anyone here this morning was here at the first 50th anniversary. That was 1922. I'm not going to say I know that for sure, but 100 years ago, this church marked its 50th anniversary. Now, I don't know if anybody was here then, but I do know some of you were here 50 years ago in 1972 when this church celebrated its second 50-year period of history, its 100th anniversary. On that occasion, this church celebrated. There were special occasions. There were worship services. There was an evening service where there was a skit or a reading, and I know some of your names were a part of that. I won't call you out this morning, but I know you were there In 1972, as this church celebrated 100 years. But now, this morning, we are beginning our celebration of the third 50th year. This year is the third time we have been given the opportunity to celebrate another 50 years of God's blessing. So this morning, I want to say very clearly, I think it is right, it is good, it is appropriate that on the second Sunday of February 2022, we as a church family should declare that this year is a year of jubilee. It is a year of celebration for First Baptist Roswell. On this day, we claim the message that is found in our text in Leviticus that calls for us to celebrate God's goodness for the last 50 years and 150 years. This year is a year of rejoicing and remembering. It is a year of celebration. So, how will we celebrate? What can we do this year to mark this very special occasion? Well, let's think for just a moment about what the people in our text did during their year of Jubilee. How did they celebrate this year of celebration? Well, the first thing we see is they made very specific and deliberate changes. The most significant of these changes were that they did not plant crops during the 50th year in the ground. The people of God did not sow, they did not harvest, they did not reap crops during the year of celebration. They were required to live off of whatever the ground gave them. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do that in particular this year. That can be kind of dangerous. I remember many years ago when our kids were young, Amy was out of town, so when I was in charge, things got a little hectic and crazy at times. And I remember taking the kids fishing, and I told them before we went, I said, look, the only thing we're going to have for dinner tonight is whatever we catch today when we go fishing. Well, you know what happened. We didn't catch a thing. We didn't even have a nibble on, and I wasn't going to eat the bait that we were using, so we ordered pizza. That can be dangerous. But that's what the people did. They lived off the land. They lived in faith, trusting God would provide for them. The point is this: they made specific, deliberate changes. Second, they returned to the land of their ancestors. The people returned to their homes and the property that had previously belonged to their family. During the year of celebration, property was restored to the original owners. Now, in Israel during this time, if a person purchased some land, then he or she would know that at any time, the original owner of that land could redeem that land and buy it back at any time. That was always the case. That seems unusual to us. But during the year of Jubilee and celebration, here's what was different. The land automatically was returned to the original owners. Now, again, that seems strange to us, but the idea was this. For the people of Israel, it was a reminder, everything belongs to God. Everything is God's. All of this is temporary for us. So they gave back the land to the original owners. Also, as we mentioned earlier, servants and slaves were released. They were given their freedom. Those who served as slaves were released from their obligations and their duties. They were given their freedom and no longer required to live in captivity or bondage. The year of celebration marked freedom. It marked release. Maybe the most important point for us is this. The year of celebration was a time for new beginnings. Deliberate changes were made, growing crops and eating food. Land changes demanded new beginnings and new places of living for many people. Freedom was offered to servants and given to those who could have fresh new starts and beginnings. The year of celebration was set aside with two very significant factors. Number one, it was a specific year to thank God for the past. That's the reading in Deuteronomy. Teach these things to your children. Remember what God has done for you. This year marks a time to thank God for the past. But secondly, it was also a time for new beginnings, fresh starts, anticipating another 50 years of God's blessings in the future. These two reasons, I think, help us understand the importance of this text for this year of celebration, this year of Jubilee, as we mark the third 50-year period of time in our church's history. It is to be set aside to thank God for the past and to live in hope for the future. So this year, we will celebrate our past. Our history committee has been hard at work for the past few years, actually, getting things ready for our celebration. They have been meeting and planning on a weekly basis for quite some time now. And here are some of the ways we will celebrate our past. We're establishing a history room with memorabilia from the past that will not just be here for a short period of time, but always here so that we can go in and thank God for the past and remember how God has blessed this church family. We have discovered and retrieved a time capsule. We'll share the contents with you of the time capsule. We will have displays throughout the year. The first you've seen as you enter the sanctuary today, a wonderful display out front. Anita Tebow has constructed and created a real-life design of our chapel that we will have, and it will be here displayed, and it will be in the history room. It's a wonderful reminder of God's blessings in the past. On October 22nd and 23rd, we will actually share together in our 150th anniversary celebration. Dr. Ron Bradley, our pastor emeritus, will preach during that service. There'll be events all that weekend. It will be a wonderful time. This year, we will celebrate our church's past. But also this year, we have the opportunity for fresh new beginnings. New beginnings as a church, new beginnings as individual believers who are part of this church family. What do we want for the next 50 years? More importantly, what does God expect from us for the next 50 years? We will focus on our future during this year of celebration. But also, I don't want you to miss something else that's so important. This is a collective church-wide celebration. But it's also personal. It's also individual. Those in our text for today collectively made changes, but also individually. They took the year of celebration and Jubilee to mark and define changes in their own personal lives. On a personal level, as we celebrate as a church this year, you are given the opportunity for a new beginning. You're given the opportunity for a fresh start. What do you need? What might need to happen so that you could have a fresh new start in your life of faith, in your relationship with God during this year of celebration? Maybe it's a first-time commitment to Christ. Maybe you've never publicly, personally accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here this morning and that's something you've wrestled with, but you've never made that decision. This year, this day, is a wonderful opportunity for you to commit your life to Jesus Christ, to accept God's grace and forgiveness in your heart, to start anew, a fresh beginning. Maybe it's that first-time commitment to Christ. Maybe it's joining this church family. Maybe you've been attending here for some time and you feel a part of this church family, but you've never really made it official and you want to officially become part of this church family to have that connection of commitment between individual and church. We have several this morning who will be doing so today. Maybe that's what it means for you, to have a fresh beginning, a new start. Maybe it's a recommitment to Christ. Maybe your spiritual life is not what it used to be. Maybe some things have pulled you away from your faith. Maybe you've not been as committed as you were in the past. You want a fresh start. You want a new beginning. This Sunday, this year, is a wonderful time to do that. Maybe for you, it's forgiveness. Maybe you need forgiveness from God. Maybe you need forgiveness from a sister or brother in Christ. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. Maybe forgiveness is what you need for a new beginning. Maybe it's guidance. Maybe you've been praying, asking God for a sense of direction, for wisdom in your life, but it just hasn't come. Maybe you need to talk to a trusted Christian friend, a minister, a Sunday school teacher, someone. Maybe for you, it's guidance. If you are here this morning and you need guidance for a fresh new beginning, know we are always willing to listen, to pray with you, to ask God to provide you that sense of guidance and direction. Or maybe it's something else. For you this morning, know that this year of celebration, this year of Jubilee, it's not just for us corporately as a church, it's also for you individually. What do you need for a fresh start, a new beginning in your relationship with God? One of my favorite poems reads, "He came to my desk with quivering lip. The lesson was done. Have you a new leaf for me, dear teacher? I have spoiled this one. I took his leaf, all spoiled and blotted, and gave him a new one, all unspotted. Then into his tired heart I smiled, 'Do better now, my child.' I went to the throne with trembling heart. The day was done. Have you a new day for me, dear master? I have spoiled this one. So he took my day, all soiled and blotted. He gave me a new one, all unspotted. And into my tired heart he smiled, 'Do better now, my child.'" Come, let's take a year. Let us have a year of Jubilee. Let us have a year of celebration. Let us thank God for 150 years of ministry in this community and around the world. And let us make changes to do better now. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, what a wonderful blessing to celebrate 150 years of faithfulness from a group of people who call themselves First Baptist Roswell. Thank you for blessing this church. Thank you for leading and guiding. Thank you for those who have gone before. Thank you for offering us a bright and shining future. On this morning, Lord, we pray you would continue to bless us as a family of faith, but also that you would challenge us as individuals, that we might think of what we can do during this year of celebration to enrich and strengthen our walk with you. So lead us and guide us in these ways, for we know, Lord, that great is your faithfulness. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.